Snake and sheep. Do you know anything about sheep? Yes, baby sheep are very cute. But did you know sheep are naughty? Really naughty. This lesson is about a snake and sheep. I always look forward to the Chinese New Year. Don't you? We all do. It's a great time to be with family and friends and eat lots of delicious food. I love the Chinese New Year's parades, too. If it is fun to see people dressed up in dragon costumes doing the special dances. Now we all know it's not a real dragon. We know there are two people inside the costume who are pretending to be the dragon. In Genesis, the first book of the Bible, Satan was wearing a snake costume when he tempted Eve. Satan was very clever, wasn't he? Dressed in the snake costume, Satan tricked Eve into doubting God. God loved Adam and Eve. To protect them, he gave them one rule, just one. They are not allowed to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God warned them, if they ate that fruit, they would die. Satan asked a question that changed the world forever. He asked Eve, did God really say not to eat the fruit from that tree? Eve said yes. This is where Satan got really tricky. He assured her they wouldn't die. God didn't want them to eat the fruit because they would become like God, knowing good and evil. The trap had been set, and Eve fell into it. Adam and Eve chose to believe Satan's lie and disobey God. When they disobeyed, they sinned. Maybe you had never heard the word sin before. What exactly is sin? Sin is, 1, disobeying God. 2, rebelling against Him. 3, not keeping His commandments. And 4, denying His existence. The word sin means to miss the goal or target. Have you ever shot a bow and arrow? The goal is to hit the center of the target. Try this now. Get a noodle bowl. Crumple up 5 pieces of paper, one at a time. Try to throw them into the bowl. Okay, how many times did you make it? It's hard to hit the target every time, isn't it? God created man in His own image. The goal was for man to trust and obey His commandments. But Adam and Eve chose to doubt Him and disobey. They sinned or missed the target. You might be thinking, well, I wasn't there when Adam and Eve sinned, so what does this have to do with me? The fact is, everyone is a sinner. Even if we weren't there when Satan tricked Adam and Eve while he was dressed in a snake's costume. We all missed the target. Have you ever pulled a flower or some other plant out of the ground? Did you notice the roots? The plant's roots gets nutrients from the soil so it can produce fruit. The same principle applies to sin. The roots of sin are 1, not recognizing God's existence, 2, rebelling against God, and 3, disobeying Him. From these roots grows the fruit of sin. The fruit of sin can be divided into 3 categories. 1, sin of the mind, like pride, selfishness, jealousy, looking down on others, and greed. 2, sins of words include running another person's reputation. 2, sins of words include ruining another person's reputation with words and cursing. And 3, sins of behavior, such as stealing, cheating, arguing, revenge, sexual sins, and worshiping idols. The Bible is very clear. In Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." All means all. Quick, name 10 countries in 30 seconds. What ones did you think of? Do you think there is even one person in any of those countries who hasn't sinned? No, it's impossible. We have all sinned against God. The worst part of sin is that it separates us from God, just like it did Adam and Eve. For a sinner, death means to be separated from God and live in hell forever. Our sin is like a tall, thick wall that separates us from God. There is no way for us to break down that wall or climb over it. No one wants to die and spend their future in hell forever. So you may be asking, can I save myself out of this horrible situation? Many people have tried. One, they do good deeds like helping the poor, living a good life, and being a good person. Two, they think moral education is the answer to being a better person. Or three, they believe in religion. But none of these can take sin away. In the eyes of God, all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. Everyone has sinned. Everyone has to suffer the penalty of sin, death. No one can save himself or anyone else. Think about this. If a pipe is dirty, is the water running out of it clean or dirty? If a bowl is filthy, is the soup in it clean or filthy? If the bowl is filthy on the outside, I wouldn't eat the soup, would you? Similarly, if a man's heart has been polluted by sin, can anything clean come out of it? No. It's like the dirty bowl. The story in Genesis 3 is not just an old story about a snake. Satan is still tricking people into doubting God and sinning, us included. We are like the naughty sheep who can't obey their shepherd. We don't obey God. Isaiah 53:6 says, "We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way."